This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is new. This is something I don't think we've seen, where a country plans to go on lockdown, threatens that there's going to be a lockdown, or already makes the move that there's going to be a lockdown, and then the country does a U-turn, says, no, all right, sorry, it was a mistake. Now, This is something we just haven't seen. A lot of public leaders don't own up to making a bad decision. We're going to be talking about a little bit later. Apparently, the Mexican president has been blaming Biden for, you know, the micro crisis, you know, saying that he made it look like it was going to be easier for people to come. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see somebody go, my bad. And I don't know if we'll ever see Trump say, my bad. I don't know how many people, you know, would do that and say, my bad. We've learned to do it. We're like, all right, so what? I'm not perfect. My bad. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel did. And when I saw that, when I saw that they were reversing the lockdown that they were going to have during Easter, I think the lockdown was going to extend to April 5th. I think churches, shops sort of had to be closed from April 1 to April 5th, so we're in a partial lockdown. People freaked out and they got mad. And when I looked at this, I was like, oh, well, maybe the cases are reversing. Maybe it's because COVID isn't that bad. And no, they are facing a third wave. I think Brussels is on lockdown. Italy's on lockdown. Parts of France are on lockdown. India has found a new combo mutant. We're going to talk about that. Cases are going up. And the German Chancellor Merkel said, you know what? All right, I made a mistake. We're not going to do the lockdown. And what I find, I guess, appealing with that is it meant that a leader had to listen to their constituents. And her apology, which is really, really interesting, she said, we must try to slow down the third wave of the pandemic. Nevertheless, it was a mistake. At the end of the day, I carry the last responsibility. It's now important for me to say, here, a mistake, should be called a mistake. I think that's Fehler in German. I have to double check. Fehler in German. And she said, it should be called a mistake above all. It should be corrected, preferably in good time. So the reason why is she got, I guess, hit with so much criticism for bringing up another lockdown. Now, I'm part German. Telling you right now, Germans, I mean, they're going to speak their mind. They are, well, maybe some, right? Unfortunately, my German family in the past couldn't speak their mind, but yeah, they're pretty tough. They're going to say what needs to be said. And apparently, seeing Merkel bow to public outcry for a lockdown maybe will trickle to some of the other countries. I mean, maybe it'll empower some of the other countries to say, no. Now, this isn't happening. Now, you know, people have asked why I haven't been pro-lockdown if I'm a physician. Well, look, I am pro-fighting this virus. I am pro-attacking the virus with what we as mankind can do. I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it makes any scientific sense to close down a church or close down a bakery or a corner barber shop. When you look at the cases and you see what's happening, I just don't see how government is allowed to tell you that you can't feed your family. So when it came to lockdowns and people are saying, look, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to get my blood pressure checked. I don't want to go to the dentist. I don't want to go and get some supplements because that means I'll leave the house and I'll be exposed to others. And, you know, and then you know what? I'll just take out or carry out. Or I saw so many unhealthy habits that any sort of health benefits people thought that they were going to be eliciting or be inducing from lockdowns, I think were overcome by some of our other behaviors. So I was never a fan of lockdowns. I thought the lockdowns were ill-founded, were arbitrary, and I don't believe they were scientifically based. And even when science came out saying, guys, you know, it's not the schools where kids are infecting the teachers, it's kind of teachers infecting each other, or it's not really the restaurants where this is, you know, pervading and hopping to. Doesn't matter. Public officials still closed down restaurants. They wanted people home. Now, would my attitude be different with something like Ebola? Oh, Ebola scares me. Ebola scares me. But so does tuberculosis. So does flu. So does COVID. I'm very fearful of COVID and what it's done to people. But unfortunately, you can't just lock down in your house for years. We talked about the Spanish flu. Spanish flu killed people, you know, 2 years after it first surfaced. So you stay home for 2 full years? So what I think is so remarkable about this is Merkel said that even though they are dealing with a surge, she's not going to force people not to not to be in business or to close down the shops, not to pray. She's not going to interfere with that. And I think other countries should follow. The only way we are going to deal with COVID or deal with flu is if we prepare our medical centers, if we make sure we have medical facilities, if we have infrastructure in place to vaccinate or to provide proper masks. I mean, I think somebody can go out and go shopping if they're wearing an N95 respirator. Do people have access to N95 respirators? No. Then why aren't we spending time and money on that? We're spending all this time figuring out how to, you know, take people's business licenses away and censor them for opening. Yet, if the only thing science has proven to show that can possibly withstand the coronavirus is the N95 respirator, why aren't we spending time and making more of those and passing those out? I don't get it. I think we've really shifted our priorities. I still haven't seen any new hospitals built in multiple areas that were overwhelmed. You know what? In my state, of how many million? I think we have 4 or 5 million. We only have 6,000 hospital beds. How is that enough? Same thing with California. California has, 45 million people, and I think the amount of hospital beds they have are like 75,000. That's not enough. So what should be happening is rather than going after the bakeries or going after the churches, can we start making, if we know we're going to see a third wave in America, we're being pretty optimistic. But with what I'm seeing in India, you should see some of the cases. What we're seeing in Brazil, we're seeing spikes in Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala. Trust me, with open borders, we are going to see surges of cases. It's going to happen, and people are partying for spring break. I really would have liked to this whole year seen more makeshift medical facilities, more training.
I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this was an interesting headline. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador blamed President Joe Biden for the turmoil at the border. At a news conference, López Obrador said that Biden had set expectations that migrants would be treated better. He said this has caused Central American migrants and also from our country wanting to cross the border, thinking that it is easier to do so. And so this is kind of the first time another leader, a world leader, has kind of spoken out. And he doesn't really have, I don't think, a lot to gain in terms of helping promote the Republican side of things or the Democrat side of things. You know, he's got issues on his hands because you know, the more sort of turmoil we have on our border, then he has areas within his country that have to take on and help provide housing and food and clothing and medical care. And he doesn't want to attract, obviously, migrants from other countries coming through Mexico, because that's a long trek. And then his country has to help and provide. And it costs money. It costs money. And I think we all have in our budgets means to help those who are underserved. But when we're already low on money trying to help your own constituents, how do you help those in other countries? So Lopez Obrador's comments came after meetings Tuesday between U.S. officials and their Mexican counterparts. They discussed immigration, regional development, and, you know, he had these pretty sharp words. Now, former U.S. Ambassador Roberta Jacobson, the White House's lead advisor on the border, and Juan Gonzalez, the National Security Council's senior director for the Western Hemisphere, were accompanied by Ricardo Zuniga, the newly named special envoy for the Northern Triangle. So, you know, we know that when Biden came into power, he was going to try to dismantle much of what Trump did, which I think is a big mistake for any president, to come in there and just completely try and reverse. Unless, of course, it's something like Obamacare, which really was something that needed some fast fine-tuning or a major overhaul as people were underinsured and deductibles were high. Unfortunately, the Trump administration really couldn't do much with that. And, you know, this idea that what I'm first going to do is play defense and go on the offense by destroying their defense and, you know, what about some of the progress that we could be making? And then, unfortunately, you know, each president thinks the other president was a complete mess, you know, or a poop show. Their administration, their years in office, their whole presidency was a poop show. And what they don't realize is each president has some good things to offer, or maybe they have some bad things to offer. And if they could salvage some of the good things, they could build on that for them to be successful. But that's not how it works in politics. In politics, if anything, if there's any ownership, right, to somebody else, to another presidency, they feel like they don't then get ownership of that and they can't use that to become reelected. And so I think Biden might have been so quick, or the administration, whoever's kind of running things over there, because I just don't know how much Biden is involved. I think a lot of us are concerned about that. I think he has a press conference coming up tomorrow. But you know, here we are being told that we have to do all these lockdowns and mask measures and, you know, fight COVID and prevent COVID spread. And then, you know, we're isolating, we're trying to mitigate, and then we have refugees coming in the thousands and being released, and it's not very consistent. It's not a consistent message. And what I think the Biden administration could have done is been a little bit more firm with their border policy. You know, we help as many as we can help, but in terms of once you let people into the country, it's really hard to, especially when they're kids, to kick them out. And that's exactly what's happening. People are sending their kids. They want their kids to have a better life, or these kids are being used as decoys. You know, or parents are feeling these kids are being trafficked and taken away from the families. You know, when you see a child without their parents, we might think, all right, well, the parents said, here you go. You know, how do we know these kids were kidnapped? And they were told, look, do as we say, and we'll get you back to your mommy. So there's unfortunately so much crime happening. There's rapes. There's you know, drug smuggling. There's so much going on, and we have innocent people, innocent migrants in the process. And the Biden administration, unfortunately, in their hopes to reverse everything Trump did, whether it was the wall, whether it was the COVID pandemic, whether it was, you know, can unfortunately make some moves that aren't going to be popular for them or safe. Now, I think Biden did a great job with the vaccines. Okay, whether we credit Trump, whether we credit Biden, I'm going to credit both presidents with that. Okay, we really don't need a peeing contest with that. But I am really nervous about what's happening with the migrants. And we do need other countries to be on board. And when you have the Mexican president go, no, Now, this could have been prevented. Are we going to see our current president say, look, my bad? No, they wouldn't call it a crisis. Jen Psaki was, you know, pretty smug about the whole thing. And, you know, people were saying, look, this is an issue. This is scary. You have people in Texas really frustrated. In fact, some of the Texas residents are pretty upset because the housing of the youths are, I think, millions of dollars being used. And they say they have doctors, they have chefs, and they're living better than us. And one, I guess one person, Sean Crabtree, 42 years old, lives across the street from one of these new facilities, says, I'm worried about some of them escaping, coming to my house, and holding my family hostage until they get what they want or take in a vehicle. We are scared. Now, many of these migrant children are teenagers. And, you know, they might not want to be caged. They might not want to be locked up. People have asked what's happening with these kids in terms of the trauma, you know, in terms of being, you know, confined. We might think that we're helping them and we're protecting them, having them confined and, you know, keeping them from other people that could hurt them or traffic them, etc. But the confining and the feeling imprisoned also is weighing on them psychologically. I mean, I think the best thing for a kid is to be with their family, is to be fed, to be healthy, to be in school. And now it's going to be on America to try to reunite these kids with their family, to try to find them a school, to try to find them a home. And I'm not sure how this is going to work. And it's a mess. Officials now say we have 14,000 migrant youths held in federal custody. This is more than three times the largest number of children held under any other previous administration. They're coming. These kids are coming. Now, I've been asked, what about the wall? You know, should we have the wall? I think having a border is fine. You could still have border entry. You could still have immigration processes. But the wall helps those that are trying to do their job as Border Patrol. And then you have many people that live along the border. Now, I used to live in Arizona. Arizona was nice. Beautiful desert. You know, we were close to the border. If we wanted to go to Mexico, we could. We didn't go to Mexico much. I remember my grandfather had to go to Nogales. He would go to Mexico for gout treatments. Apparently, they would do quote-unquote gold injections. I don't know if they were really gold, but he would go to Mexico for injections. And maybe they put steroids in it. I don't know what they gave him. Some sort of feel-good juice. So, you know, Americans like to have access to Mexico and vice versa. But if you were living there on the border and you heard that cartel was coming, that's pretty scary. And if you don't think cartel is coming, you're naive. Right? They're already here. The cartel is, they're pretty smart. They're pretty wily. So, you know, I think from a public health standpoint, we have issues. And when I spoke earlier about how, you know, I fear tuberculosis, tuberculosis or consumption killed millions, you know, before we had antibiotics. And tuberculosis is spread by respiratory droplet. If you thought getting COVID was easy, getting tuberculosis is very easy. In fact, getting tuberculosis is so easy that if you've been exposed, you're on months of preventative medication. If you have a family member with tuberculosis, you have to be on months of medication. That's how much tuberculosis spread. These are things that come from other countries and outbreaks that can happen. And so when they do screen these kids, you can't just screen them for COVID. You also have to screen them for tuberculosis. You have to, you know, screen them for other illnesses. That's a shame. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm confident that the perpetrator will be held fully accountable under the law. And, of course, we'll look forward to what lessons we can learn.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis speaking there on Fox News regarding the gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. The man is expected to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. White House officials and members of Congress are heading to the border in Texas today. They'll visit the Health and Human Services facility in Carrizo Springs that's been housing the recent surge of illegal immigrants. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is fired up about the crisis at the border.
God bless the Border Patrol. God bless the custom agents who are dealing with the Biden administration show at the border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. No sooner did the coronavirus relief checks start rolling out from Washington did cyber criminals come up with ways to steal your money. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Threat intelligence lead Christopher Dawson of Proofpoint explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get their stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information.
Durable good orders are coming in lower than expected. A report out this morning shows orders for big ticket items built to the last 3 years or more fell 1.1% in February. Analysts had forecasts a 1.1% increase. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Linda asked if I could talk about how to increase your metabolism. Well, that's tricky. If I knew how to increase my metabolism, girlfriend, I would be skinny. Metabolism is tricky. And the reason why metabolism is tricky is because there's a lot of unknowns as to why you can, in your 20s, be able to eat half a pizza and nothing happened to you. Yet, when you're in your 40s, you even smell a whiff of pizza and you gain weight. it's very, very frustrating. And so what I was taught in medical school is, well, muscle, you burn energy even when you sleep with muscle, so build muscle. And I found that to be pretty true. And I weightlifted. When I did build muscle, I noticed my metabolism was good. But I also noticed that I learned more about what slowed down my metabolism. And I learned that certain foods would, I apologize, I noticed that certain foods would mess with my metabolism, especially if they were sugar or carb-based. I thought that, you know, if I could avoid meat and avoid red meat and avoid chicken and, you know, meat that could be high in calories and went more for a vegetarian diet, that would work. For me, no. Because vegetables and carbs didn't work for me. So I learned that for some people it would work, for some people it didn't. I also realized that a lot of our cosmetics could be messing with our metabolism. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, okay? Sometimes there's scents in the toothpaste. Sometimes the toothpaste has certain colors. Then you wash your face. Then you get in the shower. You use soap. Maybe it's a nice, fragrant-smelling soap. Then you put some shampoo on. Then you put some conditioner on and then some detangling. You come out. You add some more hair products to make your hair look smooth, or you add mousse. Or there's like big and sexy products. I like putting the powder in there to make the hair look more full. It's kind of like adding dirt to your hair, except it's a hair product. It's like this powder, this dust, and it helps give yourself some volume in your hair. Then you put a whole bunch of hairspray on, and then you add moisturizer to your face. Then you put on foundation. You add chemicals to your eyes, putting your eyeliner on and eyeshadow and concealer and mascara and all sorts of stuff. And then you go downstairs and you grab a water bottle. I have the stairs. So, yes, I'm kind of talking from my own personal experience. I grab a water bottle. This water bottle is in a plastic container. I drink from the water bottle, feeling I'm hydrating and I'm doing good for myself, yet I don't know what chemicals in that plastic leached in there. Then maybe I'll make myself some granola or have something else to eat, and I'm not sure on the fruits or vegetables or whatever I'm having. Are there pesticides? What else is going on? And so in a matter of 20 to 30 minutes, I have completely bombarded my system with chemicals, pesticides, things that I think my body is absorbing and not knowing what the heck to do with. And then on top of that, I'm not at the gym weightlifting like I used to. I'm not running around doing 36-hour shifts where I don't have time to eat. I'm doing virtual telemedicine where I sit for a job. I used to never have time to sit. I was in one patient, then going to the next room, then going to the next room, and going back and forth between patients. You didn't have time to sit. I would stand and write my notes. Well, now you have to sit down at a computer. So you're sitting more. You're not able to do the same amount of exercise. Even when I do try to run, I used to run. When I would run, yeah, I had some back pain, I had some joint pain, but I was able to just kind of throw some dirt on it and brush it off. Now, I mean, it really impedes my workout. So if it impedes my workout, then I'm not going to work out to the same intensity. So metabolism refers to the chemical processes that are always going on in your body to maintain normal functioning. Your kidney function, your lung function, your heart function, it all burns energy. You trying to stay warm, you trying to sweat to stay cool, all those things to make homeostasis or your body, you know, copacetic with what it needs to be, needs metabolism. And there are calories or kilojoules that your body has to burn. But things could interfere with that. Now, if somebody has low metabolism, I always tell them to check their thyroid. If their thyroid's off, yes, that could affect them. But I notice when people do go on thyroid medication, they don't get a model's body. You know, it might help with their metabolism some, but most people, they're diagnosed with thyroid disorder pretty early on. If you have real, real severe thyroid disorder, you would have had issues with your periods, with your bowels, with your sleep, with your hair loss, all sorts of things. But, you know, what I recommend for anybody trying to build up their metabolism is, I think you need to do a combination of weights, resistance, muscle building, and cardio. People will say, oh, you have to do all cardio. Or you have to do all weights. Not entirely. No, it has to be a blend. I think you also have to mix the exercise up. A big problem we have is we do the same workout all the time. And then we don't get sore. You notice you don't get sore when you work out, and it's the same workout. Well, if you don't get sore, that means you aren't really using new muscle groups. So you got to change it up. Some days have to be arms. Some days have to be legs. There's lunges. There's squats. There's, you know, core twisting. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff you could do. Another big mistake I think a lot of people make is they don't drink enough water. If you don't have enough water and give your body what it needs, it slows down. And the body gets nervous. So make sure you give your body what it needs. If it needs water, if you're not drinking at least 8 to 10 glasses of water, assuming that assuming your doctor doesn't think you have a fluid overload issue, you get your water and drink water. You know, we drink diet soda, we drink coffee and tea, and maybe, you know, parts of coffee and tea might help. Black coffee, green tea, that might help. But, you know, to increase your metabolism, you have to have good water that your body can use, untainted, unadulterated with other stuff. Some people will drink flavored water. I'm not a fan because your body has to work to figure out the flavorings, and some of those chemicals could slow down your metabolism. And then again, if you're low on vitamins, you need to increase those. People who are low in vitamin D, I think, struggle with their metabolism. So if you're vitamin D deficient, get that vitamin D back up. If you're deficient in your B12, if you're deficient in your vitamin C, you know, if you're deficient in zinc, I mean, hard to tell, but if you're not eating healthy, then maybe take a multivitamin, and that might help. Some people like drinking black coffee to, you know, caffeine. The only problem with caffeine is sometimes that can make you hungry, and sometimes you could have a slowdown later, but, you know, so I'm not really big on caffeine drinks increasing metabolism. I don't think those help to lose weight at all. And then sometimes there's an issue with people's hormones, and a lot of women especially will lose testosterone. We'll lose our estrogen and we'll lose our testosterone, men too. Well, when your testosterone drops, you have trouble building muscle. And the testosterone is, I think, a huge player when it comes to metabolism. So if you're low on testosterone, that might be something you need. Now, I'm not saying take steroids, and I'm not saying, you know, cycle, you know, roids by any means. But I would definitely make sure that your doctor looks at your hormone panel. Not only do we have to look at your nutrition panel, but we should also look at the hormone panel. So that's what I would recommend. Avoiding sugar, avoiding foods that pack on calories, getting exercise, getting vitamin D. Also, maybe we need sunlight. Protect yourself from skin cancer, of course, but maybe sunlight, you know, will also help with our metabolism, too. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So India, in the last 24 hours, has had another 47,000 cases. Now, mind you, they have a much bigger population than America. We've had about another 11,000 cases, 172 deaths. India is reporting another 275 deaths. Russia has had more cases. France, another 14,000 cases. Italy, another 18,000 cases, 551 deaths. Turkey, 26,000 new cases. Poland, 16,000 new cases. I'd keep an eye, though, more on the hospitalizations. The hospitalizations have been guiding us in terms of the severity. I'm not surprised that we're going to have more cases. What I'm really concerned about is how serious these cases are. So as I see what's going on in America, Worldometers allows us to see how many people are in serious and critical condition. And we, about a couple weeks ago, had about 12,000 people in the hospital. That went down to about 9,000 last week. And over the past few days, it's been hovering about the 8,600. It was 8,600 yesterday. Now it's 8,606. So maybe six more people in the hospital due to COVID. But, you know, for a country as big as ours, with 332 million, it looks like we're kind of holding steady. But this is why CDC Director Dr. Walensky is a little concerned about the stalling. We're not seeing death rates drop. We're seeing still new cases spike. I think Florida has had some spikes, which we expected. It was a big hub for spring break, but they've had a spike of cases. We need to know what's going on with the hospitalizations. And then, of course, the death rate. You know, when we were told that cancer deaths dropped drastically last year, we're like, wait a second, how did cancer deaths drop? Well, because maybe somebody who died that had COVID, it got, you know, put under the COVID tally. So we need to be, you know, more diligent with our numbers. And I think we're getting better with our numbers. And from what I'm hearing, hospitals aren't overwhelmed. They still have COVID patients in there, but they're not as overwhelmed as they were once. So we're holding steady. Now, why would Dr. Walensky not be as optimistic? You know, why isn't this great news? Well, because we should have been enjoying a drop. The numbers really should have been dropping. As we're seeing what's going on with Germany, with them going back and forth, if we should lock down, no, we're not going to lock down. It's not going to help anyway. And Italy, you know, dealing with their lockdowns, and Paris and other places, we know we're going to get hit soon. We're increasing travel. We're loosening the borders up. Yeah, our cases are going to go up. Mexico has had another 1,300 cases reported, 203 deaths. They have about 4,700 people in the hospital right now. But what concerns me a little bit are the variants. And India has now claimed that they have spotted a double mutant COVID variant that thinks it'll spread easier and make vaccines less potent. Now, the government-backed researchers detected the strain in samples taken in the western state of Maharashtra, and they suggested that the variant is a hybrid of two different COVID strains. Now, we talked about how COVID strains can make a hybrid. When a virus enters a person's body, that virus tells the cell to make more copies of the virus. The virus basically hijacks the cell to do work for it. Then it makes more virus particles, the cell breaks, and then those virus particles latch onto new cells. But the cell, if it's one virus, is given instructions to make that new virus, with that DNA or RNA instructions. When you have a hybrid, there could be a couple things going on. One is you could have two viruses attaching to the cell, and the cell doesn't know what to do, so they're like, fine, you know what, I'll listen to both of you, I'll make whatever you need, you know, you both are taking over, I don't know who to choose, I don't know who's more dominant, so I'll put both of your DNA in one, leave me alone, because I'm going to die anyway. Or, as the cell is making the copies, the DNAs are getting mixed, kind of like throwing two decks of cards on the ground. And rather than going through the trouble of figuring out which goes with which deck, just scooping them up all together. And so we think that's what could be happening, and it's a recombination event. So Indian health officials said the variant's mutations signal a risk of immune escape and increased infectivity. So it has mutations from two different viruses that can be wrong. But they don't believe this variant is causing the 47,000 new cases each day they're seeing. So the variant has two main mutations, the E484Q and the L452R. These mutations are both found on the spike protein, which the immune system has to target to fight off the virus. They're thought to play a role in transmissibility and antibody escape. Now, British scientists aren't really pleased with this report. They said there's no evidence to suggest the virus is a recombination variant. Dr. Simon Clark, a molecular biologist at Reading University, said it was more likely to be another variant that randomly spawned with those two mutations. He said we should not try to make this out to be something it's not, because it's most likely the same thing we've seen in other variants, like the one in Brazil, South Africa, which have multiple mutations on their spike protein. I've not yet seen any evidence to suggest it's a recombinant. Now, only one hybrid version has been seen so far, and that was, remember, California, where they saw a mix between the UK variant and the California-born strain. So we got tons of little variants now. We got one in Nigeria, Antigua, there's the Brazilian, there's a Brazilian 1 and a Brazilian 2 now, there's the Philippines, there's a couple in America. So, you know, we're making variants, which is something that we knew was par for the course. We just hope that our vaccine regimen is strong enough. Now, somebody could say, well, what's the difference between something being a hybrid and something just having both mutations on the virus? Well, the infectivity could be similar, you know, but hybrids imply they have the best of both worlds. They have the best and the strongest of both viruses. A hybrid and a recombinant pattern implies that it could be sturdier and it could be more pervasive and more mean. A virus that has a couple of the mutations on their spike proteins might still be the same virus at its core. These mutations are strong, but it might not have the DNA, shall we say, that has the best of two different viruses. It may just carry a single mutation. You see the difference? So, and viruses might combine genetic material, but it might not work for them and they die off. When you see a strain that's a hybrid, again, that's kind of alluding to its strength. So Dr. Clark from the UK says it's entirely possible that it'll turn out this variant does have some more immune resistance, but the claim is definitely rather bold. He explained that the E484Q mutation is a less radical change than the E484K mutation found on the Brazilian and South African variants. So he thinks that this E484Q will not have the same effect as E484K. The E484K that we're seeing on the Brazilian and South African variants, it's helping Brazilian virus reinfect somebody that had COVID in the past, and it's allowing the South African variants to evade vaccines. So the L452R mutation, they're still trying to figure out exactly what that does. I think it just allows the virus to get into the cell easier. So, you know, what the government has to do, what any government has to do when we're dealing with these variants, is look for them. So they have to have appropriate testing, and they have to have the money and the time and the manpower to actually test for these strains. Now, the reason why we only hear of a few here, a few there, and we're assuming that we have the UK variant strain is because it, you know, look, so what, we had 11,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. Do you think all those cases are being sent to the CDC to get tested? You know, I mean, it takes time, it takes money. So, but they're working on it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.